Hello, everybody. My name is Luke Iorio, and I just want to thank you for joining me on the first episode of the DFS Dead Eye podcast. This is a podcast that will be dedicated to daily fantasy sports. We're just going to get started right here with the week one of the NFL season. Stats and salaries we'll be looking at will come off the FanDuel website, and let's just get it started. First game that we're going to take a look at here is the Buffalo Bills when they go to take on the Baltimore Ravens. This is not really a game I have a ton of interest in. The over-under in this game is only 40.5, which is a super low total compared to the rest of the games on this slate. Looking at the quarterback position, Joe Flacco is not really a guy I'm interested in, and neither is Nathan Peterman. I kind of think the Ravens are going to get an early lead here and kind of just run the football, so I don't think that's going to lead to a lot of opportunity for Flacco. And I think Peterman's going to have an opportunity, but I don't think he's going to be good enough to capitalize on all the passing attempts that he projects to get. So that's kind of the quarterback position I'm not going to really touch in this game at all. The running back position actually leads to some interesting picks here. I think Alex Collins at 6,700 is one of my favorite cash game running backs. I think he's going to be locked into 20 to 25 touches against this Buffalo Bills defense, who was really just horrific against the run last year, allowing the most fantasy points on FanDuel per game to running backs at 25.4. So he's definitely someone I want to target in all cash games and even tournaments, to be honest. I think he has a super high floor, a very high ceiling. I think this could be a really big game for Alex Collins. LeSean McCoy is pretty much that Buffalo Bills offense. Not a guy that I really want to play, though. I think, you know, Peterman kind of tanks the value of this entire offense. I don't think that he's really going to be able to move the ball through the air, leading the Ravens to really stack the box against LeSean McCoy, so I think it's going to be tough for him to find running room. So that's kind of why I'm going to stay away from McCoy. And looking at receivers, nothing I really want to play with. You know, as I've already stated with Peterman, not any receivers I want to pair with him, and I think Baltimore is not going to really need to throw the ball all that often. I think if you want to throw a cash game, a tournament dart rather, I would look to John Brown of the Baltimore Ravens. I think he's a very, very talented receiver. Finally healthy here to start week one, and I think he has potential to have a nice game, but cash games I'm staying away altogether. Same with tight end, I'm not interested in Charles Clay or Nick Boyle, you know, two guys that I feel like I could find better players elsewhere for a better value. So, you know, for this game, all in all, not really a game I want to target. Alex Collins, a very strong cash game play, and that's really it. The second game we're going to take a look at is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the New Orleans Saints. This game has an over-under of 49.5, which kind of tells me that I want to build a lot of cash game lineups around this game because there's going to be a lot of points scored. So that kind of is going to provide a high floor, which is what you want in these cash games and double-ups, for a lot of players involved in this game. So looking at quarterbacks, Drew Brees is obviously a very, very strong play, 8,400 for cash games. He's completed 70% of his passes against this Tampa Bay secondary the last four times he's faced them. So I think has a super high floor, I think. I kind of want to stick with him to cash games, though, and not tournaments, because I feel game flow is going to kind of dictate him to not really throwing as much in the second half as you kind of look for in a tournament, where you kind of want guys to go for those big games of, you know, 350 yards and three touchdowns. I think Drew Brees against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is kind of more locked into 275 and two. Because I think they get out to an early lead in the first half, and then it's kind of, you know, run the ball time with Tampa Bay trying to catch up. So that leads me to Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's not really a guy that I'm interested in, the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because Jameis Winston's been suspended for the first three games. You know, Fitzpatrick, first game, week one, on the road, in New Orleans, that's not really a situation I want to target, and that kind of limits the upside of this entire Tampa Bay offense, is kind of having Ryan Fitzpatrick at the quarterback position. So running backs, obviously Alvin Kamara, 8,700, is a really, really strong play. He averaged over 20 fantasy points against them last year in the two matchups, and this year he has no Mark Ingram in week one, at least because of the suspension. So Kamara is definitely a guy I'm trying to plug and play in both tournaments and cash games. I can't see how Kamara doesn't go for at least 20 to 25 fantasy points out of the backfield, as good of a receiver he is and as good of a runner as he is. I think this is really going to be an Alvin Kamara show that could lead to him probably scoring multiple touchdowns and combining for 125 yards. Peyton Barber on the Tampa Bay side at 5,600. Not a bad value, 5,600. It's very, very cheap. But, you know, as I stated, I think this is a game where New Orleans gets out to a lead, so I think that kind of diminishes Peyton Barber's role Game flow is definitely not in his favor, so that's not a guy that I want to target. There's better value later on. So let's take a look at the receivers. I think Michael Thomas, again, cash game is a very, very solid play at 8,500. You know he's going to go out there, get his 12 to 13 targets, probably catch 7 or 8 of them for 90 yards, probably a touchdown. So this is definitely a receiver that I want to build the core of my wide receiver group around in cash games, Michael Thomas. You know, tight ends, I'm not really interested in anybody here. I have a tight end play later. That's the guy that I'm really going to, you know, use in both tournaments and cash games. So, you know, just wrapping up this game, very high over-under. Definitely looking at Drew Brees in my cash games. I love Alvin Kamara for both cash games and tournaments. And Michael Thomas is another solid cash game play. But for the Buccaneers, I don't really see anything that I, you know, that jumps out at me. The next game we're going to take a look at is the Houston Texans against the New England Patriots. And for cash games, this is a game that we really want to target with an over-under of 50.5. That's the highest on the slate. You know, Vegas thinks there's going to be a lot of points scored in this game, which obviously makes this good for targeting in cash game and tournaments. You know, breaking down the quarterback position, obviously you have Tom Brady at 8,600. This guy has just been an absolute monster. Against the Texans, last two times he's played, he's thrown for an average of 335 yards. So this is definitely a guy for cash games you want to try to get into your lineup at 8,600. I think there's no way Tom Brady tanks in this game. I think at minimum you're going to get 300 yards and 2 touchdowns from him. Tournaments, I might want to stay away because I feel like he could be a very, very chalky quarterback play. You know, everybody loves Tom Brady. Everybody wants Tom Brady in their lineup. So if you're in a tournament like the Millie Maker, you kind of want to find guys that have lower ownership, and I don't think Tom Brady provides that. But I think Deshaun Watson has a chance in tournaments to be a really strong play. I think his ownership will be a touch lower than Brady's. He provides great running ability. Like I said, over under 50.5, there's going to be a ton of points scored. And I think Deshaun Watson is going to be right in the center of it for this Houston Texan offense that put up unbelievable numbers with Watson under center last year. I think he's really going to be a strong play in tournaments as well as cash games. So, you know, both quarterbacks I give the green light to this week in this matchup. This running back situation for this game is really not one I'm comfortable with. Lamar Miller at 6,500, not a bad cash game value. I think he's going to get his touches, but I think there's also a chance that this game could, you know, get out of hand, tilted towards the New England Patriots, would kind of limit the Houston Texans running game. So Lamar Miller, not a guy that I really want to target in my lines, but, you know, not terrible. And then you take a look at this New England backfield. Where do you begin? Rex Burkhead, 6,300. Sony Michel, 6,000. James White, 5,500. Interestingly enough, the guy I'm targeting, obviously not for cash games with any of these guys, but for tournaments, I'm looking at Jeremy Hill for 4,600. I read something previously that he could be in line for that, you know, between the tackle work, a la LeGarrette Blount was, or Mike Gillisley last year, week one, when he scored 3 touchdowns. Could Jeremy Hill be this year's version of that? I think in a tournament, that's, you know, worth a shot. I can't see his ownership getting higher than, you know, 3-5%. At 4,600, he's going to allow you to really load up on superstars everywhere else. So I think Jeremy Hill in tournaments, if you're filling out, you know, 50-100 lineups, I think, you know, you should have 2% share in Jeremy Hill. I think that's a guy that could score 2 touchdowns, and that will really set you up for the rest of your lineup in terms of tournament plays. Wide receivers, I'm actually fading DeAndre Hopkins this week. That's going to be a very important move going forward because I think DeAndre Hopkins, who this year profiles as one of the most consistent receivers, but if we know anything about Bill Belichick defenses, it's they love to take away the one thing that you like to go to most. And for the Houston Texan offense, that's throwing the ball to DeAndre Hopkins. So I think he's going to face a lot of double coverage, safety over the top, so I don't see him getting to a lot of big plays, so I'm kind of fading him in cash games and tournaments. So I think that's kind of a risky move that will really pay off for you in the long run because I don't think Hopkins has a huge game. You know, he's definitely going to get his. I think he's still going to get his 13 to 14 targets because Watson just loves throwing him the football so much. But I think he's only going to be able to turn that into, you know, 6 or 7 catches for 70 to 80 yards and no touchdowns since he hasn't scored against them in his previous 3 matchups against the New England Patriots. Now, a receiver I love for cash games is Chris Hogan. With no Julian Edelman, Chris Hogan profiles as that number one receiver for the New England Patriots. You know, tournaments, cash games, I'm getting Hogan in there at 6,700. This is a great value. This is a guy that I'm really going to build a lot of my lineups around. So make sure to get Chris Hogan in your lineup. He profiled as a top 10 receiver actually last year while healthy. Tom Brady is he's in that Tom Brady circle of trust, which is so hard to break into that we've seen in the past. But once you're in, you're in. And Chris Hogan is definitely in that circle. And this is a guy that I absolutely love week one against the Houston Texans at home. Another tournament play that I'm looking at here is Will Fuller, potentially, of the Houston Texans. This guy was a big play machine last year with Deshaun Watson as the starting quarterback. And like I said, I expect the New England Patriots to really take away DeAndre Hopkins, and I think that's going to open up Will Fuller for some one-on-one coverage. And Deshaun Watson has shown that he will make the big play, and he loves Will Fuller, and he'll throw it up to him. So I think Will Fuller in tournaments at 6,400 could be a really good value, because I think, you know, he could take six or seven targets and turn them into 150 yards and two touchdowns. He has that kind of big play potential, especially with Watson throwing him the football. And then a tight end, like I said, if you're saving values at running backs, you know, if you get like Alex Collins in there for 6,700, and my other running back value that I'm going to talk about a little later on for cash games, that will be in every single one of my cash game lineups, so stay tuned for that. You're going to be able to fit Rob Gronkowski in there for 7,900 at a tight end. And like I said, no Julian Edelman. You're going to have Chris Hogan and Gronkowski. I think both these guys profile for having huge games. I love Gronk in tournaments because I think he will not be that highly owned at 7,900. People don't love spending up for tight end, and I think it's going to be worth it this week for Gronkowski. I could see him easily going for 100 yards. And cash games, obviously, as well. I think he has the highest floor of any tight end, and he's definitely going to be a guy that can produce for you. So just to recap, I like Brady in cash games. I like Deshaun Watson in cash games and tournaments. Running backs, I love the Jeremy Hill dart throw in tournaments. I think this is a guy that has potential to score two touchdowns. Other than that, I'm kind of avoiding both backfields here. And wide receivers, I love Chris Hogan. I'm fading DeAndre Hopkins, which is kind of the bold move of this game, but I think one that's really going to pay off down the road. The next game we're going to take a look at is the San Francisco 49ers going to the Minnesota Vikings. This game was an over under a 46, so kind of a middle of the road total here in terms of this slate. This is not a game that I love for cash games or tournaments, to be honest with you. Quarterback play, you know, obviously if Kirk Cousins at 7,600, I expect Kirk Cousins to have a solid game, but, you know, there's some other quarterbacks around that price point that I prefer. You know, you just look at Phillip Rivers for $100 less at 7,500. You know, once we get to that game, I'll go more in depth to him. But that's kind of a guy I would rather pivot to opposed to Kirk Cousins. And Jimmy Garoppolo is not a guy that I'm playing against this Minnesota Viking defense. At home, they just do not allow points to fantasy quarterbacks. You know, they've allowed an average of 11 fantasy points to quarterbacks while playing at home. So that kind of puts me on the San Francisco fade train. I'm not looking to play Garoppolo. I'm not looking to play that running back situation now that McKinnon got hurt with Burita and Alfred Morris. Neither guy I want to play against that vaunted Viking defense. And Marquise Goodwin is a receiver I like a lot for the year, but not in this matchup against Xavier Rhodes, who is one of the top shutdown corners in the league, and he's going to be shadowing him all over the field. So even at 6,400, I really have a tough time getting Marquise Goodwin into my lineup this week. And tight end George Kittle is not a guy that I'm looking to play. I like his game, but I don't like it in Minnesota. You know, they've been very good against the tight end lately. They have very good safeties. They just added Ialoka to that secondary as a guy that's going to be able to shut down that tight end position. So the San Francisco 49ers are a fade for me. Now looking at the Minnesota Vikings, like I said, Kirk Cousins is a guy that I'm not all that interested in at 7,600. There's some other options I like around that price point a little better. You know, running backs, Dalvin Cook coming off of the injury, I think I'm going to avoid playing Dalvin Cook this week. I kind of want to see how that breaks down. You know, he wasn't shown in the preseason. Latavius Murray looked good in the preseason. So this is kind of a spot that I don't want to touch. At 7,300, Dalvin Cook, not a guy that I'm really interested in playing. I kind of want to give it a week just to see how that backfield breaks down. Now looking at the Minnesota receivers, Stephon Diggs at 7,400, I'm very, very interested in for cash games and tournaments. This is a pretty good price. He went crazy during the preseason with Kirk Cousins. You know, this seems to be Kirk Cousins' new go-to guy. So this is definitely a guy that I'm trying to play in both cash games and tournaments. You know, the San Francisco secondary has nothing to write home about, so I think Diggs is a very strong option for cash games and tournaments. Looking at tight end, I think Kyle Rudolph should have a solid game at 5,900. Definitely not a guy I'm playing in tournaments, but, you know, a guy that I would definitely look to in cash games, because I think he is going to have a very consistent game. Very high floor. You know, I think he can get in the end zone. Kirk Cousins has shown the ability to throw the ball to a tight end in Jordan Reed. He was even throwing to Vernon Davis, who's probably 100 at this point. So, you know, an upgraded tight end for Kyle Rudolph for Kirk Cousins. So I expect Rudolph to have a pretty strong game as well. And now my first defense play, actually. I'm going to be on the Minnesota Vikings in tournaments. A lot of Jimmy G hype train this offseason, rightfully so. He won his last five starts as the starting quarterback for San Fran last year. So it's been all Jimmy G talk in the offseason. So I think that's going to lead to super low ownership on this Viking defense. And at home, if I can get this Viking defense at under, you know, 10%, 7% ownage rate, which I think you can here in tournaments, that's definitely a team I want to take a gamble with. They kind of have it all. They have a very good defensive line, so I expect them to get good pressure on Jimmy Garoppolo. And they have a very good secondary with Rhodes and Waynes and Harrison Smith. So this is a defense that I'm really looking to target in tournaments because I think they're going to have a super low ownership and they have potential to have a really, really strong game. So just to recap, not a game I'm super interested in. I do like Stephon Diggs at his price point of $7,400, and I'm definitely playing that Viking defense in tournaments because I think their ownership is going to be very low. The next game that we're going to take a look at is the Pittsburgh Steelers against the Cleveland Browns. This game is an over-under of 44, so kind of like that Viking game, kind of right in the middle of the slate here. You know, not too high, so I don't expect ownership in this game to get crazy high, which kind of makes it a good target for tournaments potentially. So looking at quarterback, obviously you have Ben Roethlisberger at 8,000. Ben has historically performed much better at home than on the road. Which kind of, I think, will drag his ownership down, which is what you want in tournaments. So for a tournament stack here, I wouldn't mind Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster tournament stack because, you know, we've seen plenty of times last year those three guys all go crazy because when Big Ben has big games, it's going to Juju and it's going to AB. So that's definitely a stack that I want to target in tournaments. And then you look down at Cleveland, Tyrod Taylor at quarterback, 6,600. Just not a guy that I'm totally interested in for fantasy purposes. Yes, he has running potential, but I don't forecast Tyrod Taylor being in many of my lineups, if any at all, at 6,600. You know, there are just some other quarterback values that I much prefer. So then looking at running back, the player that I have been teasing this entire podcast, James Conner, at 5,000 is that running back value that I've been talking about. He really opens up. At that price point, all other receiving, quarterback, and tight end high-priced options. So this is a guy you need to get in your tournament lineups. This is a guy you need to get in your daily cash lineups. This is just a guy that has to be in your lineup because he's so low-priced at 5,000. He's locked into 20 to 25 touches. I think the Steelers are going to get a little bit of a lead here, and they're going to try to lean on Connor a little. So this is definitely a guy that you need to have in any lineup that you submit this week on FanDuel, DraftKings, whatever it is. You need to have James Conner in there at this price point because he's just so cheap and the workload is going to be so high that he just has to be in there. Receivers, we touched on Antonio Brown, obviously at 9,000 for cash games. This is a super, super strong play. This guy absolutely owns the Cleveland Browns. You know, last year he torched them twice. So this is definitely a guy that I want to get in my cash game and tournament lineups. And like I mentioned earlier, I could pair that with Juju Smith-Schuster in tournaments with Big Ben and kind of just make like a mega stack there and just hope this Pittsburgh offense goes crazy through the air. And that's going to lead to Big Ben putting up big numbers with Brown and Schuster. So that's kind of my feel for this game. You know, Jarvis Landry at 6,600 for the Cleveland Browns is not a guy that I'm in love with. You know, there's other receivers at that price point that I like a little better. And like I said, if you have James Conner in there at 5,000, you have Alex Collins in there at 6,700, or even Jeremy Hill in tournaments at 4,300, this is just not a receiver that you're going to need to target at 6,600 to get in your lineup. You're really going to be able to spend up for guys like Antonio Brown, Keenan Allen, and guys, you know, along those lines, the higher priced guys. So that kind of really does it for me in this game. You know, the Pittsburgh defense, you think, oh, the Cleveland Browns, definitely defense I want to play. Not with Tyrod Taylor at the helm. Doesn't really turn the ball over. Doesn't take his fair share of sacks, so that's definitely not defense I want to play. And then I'm not taking the Brown defense if I'm stacking the Pittsburgh Steelers offense. That's just counterintuitive at that point. So for this game, you know, James Conner is a must play, obviously. Then I think, you know, tournament appeal, I like Big Ben. I'm not really using him in cash games because, like I said, he's not great on the road. But if he has that big game, you know, you want a piece of that in tournaments. Cash games, I just feel like they're safer options at lower prices or safer options at higher prices. So I'm just not settling in on Big Ben at 8,000. But like I said, James Conner is an absolute must-play at 5,000 in this game, no matter what format you're in. The next game that we're going to move on to here is the Tennessee Titans against the Miami Dolphins, over-under of 45. So, you know, just kind of right in the middle of that over-under number with the rest of this slate. This is not a game that I'm totally in love with when it comes to, you know, quarterback. Marcus Mariota, Ryan Tannehill, 7,200, 6,200, neither really excite me. You know, Marcus Mariota is kind of a guy that I like to wait and see early on in the season to see how much he's running. You know, what kind of system this is going to be. Is it going to be more of a Marcus Mariota running? Is it going to be more of him throwing? So that's kind of what I have to wait and see with Mariota. I don't want to get in there for cash games on week one on something that's like an unknown commodity. Tournament play, if you want to fire Mariota in a couple of your lineups, I have no problem doing that because, like I said, he does have that potential to throw. You know, he could throw for 250 and rush for 80 and, you know, three total touchdowns, and that's a massive game for a quarterback. So I think tournaments, it's good to have a little exposure to Mariota. Definitely not the tournament quarterback I'm going to be building a majority of my lineups around, but I'll definitely have some Marcus Mariota in there in tournaments. And Ryan Tannehill is just the guy that I'm not really going to be playing. You know, no Parker as his number one receiver. So this is not really a offense that I want to look at all. Running back, Derrick Henry, Kenyon Drake. Drake at 6,600 is actually very interesting. That's not a very high price for this guy who, you know, has shown the potential to have really, really big games. Frank Gore does scare me a little at 5,300, kind of taking a little bit of that Drake workload, which I don't know what Miami is doing. Like, you have Kenyon Drake, this young running back who showed last year to have potential to be a bell cow three-down guy, and you bring in the 100-year-old Frank Gore for some reason to take 8 to 10 carries from him. Just doesn't make much sense to me. But that kind of limit Kenyon Drake's upside to just a tournament play and not cash games, because I think, you know, you want to get exposure to maybe that big game that Kenyon Drake has potential to have and that we've seen in the past, but I just don't see a consistent floor enough for Drake to have him in my cash game lineups at 6,600 when I can easily roster, you know, James Conner at 5 and, you know, Alex Collins at 67, two guys that are locked into massive workloads. Then you look at the Titan backfield, you know, Derrick Henry and Deion Lewis. Again, these are two guys that kind of, you know, hurt the other. You know, if either of them had a full workload, I would be all in on them. But Derrick Henry at 6,800, I just don't know, you know, what his workload is going to kind of be now with Deion Lewis there. So the week one, I'm going to take a wait and see approach in this Tennessee backfield and kind of go from there, you know, starting in week two. So running backs, I'm not really looking at this game at all for any of my running back plays. Wide receiver plays, Corey Davis at 6,400. Super, super talented kid. I'm really interested in getting Corey Davis in my tournament and cash game lineups at 6,400, actually, if you spend up at running back. You know, you get like a guy like Alvin Kamara instead of like a James Conner, and you need to save at receiver. Corey Davis is a great option at doing that at 6,400. I could see him having a very nice game. But, you know, other than that, nothing I really want to touch here in cash games. I think tournaments, Rishard Matthews could be a decent play because Corey Davis is going to have the Miami top cornerback of Howard shadowing him. So I think that could open up Rishard Matthews a lot to kind of get open against that other suspect Miami secondary. So that's definitely a guy that I'm looking at. And tournaments, this is actually my favorite tournament play besides Rob Gronkowski, is Delanie Walker at 6,100. Miami got absolutely torched last year against tight ends. They were the worst in football they allowed 94 catches, which was the worst in football to the tight end, over 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns. So this is definitely a defense that I'm going to target early on in playing against their tight ends. And Delanie Walker is a very talented tight end, has that chemistry with Mariota. So this is definitely a guy that I'm getting in my cash games and tournament lineups. If I'm not fitting in Rob Gronkowski, then I'm playing Delanie Walker. And in terms of the tight end position, those are really the only two guys I'm playing this week. Gronk in the high end, Delanie Walker at 6,100. So if it's not either of those two guys, then I'm not really, you know, I'm not looking anywhere else tight end wise. It's just going to be Gronk or Walker for me. And like I said, Miami is terrible against the tight end, which is kind of why Delanie Walker is my main tight end play here. So just, you know, looking, I think the Tennessee defense is actually very interesting too at 4,200. This Miami offense, I think, is really going to sputter. So that Tennessee defense, I think, is going to be an interesting one for me in 4,200 that I can play in my cash games if I'm not looking to really spend on defense rather than this Titans team is one that I want to target. So just to recap, quarterback, I'm not really playing Mariota or Tannehill. I'm going to have a little Mariota in tournaments just because of his running ability, and that's a guy you kind of always want to have exposure to because, you know, he's one 60-yard run away from having a huge game. Running backs, I'm not really touching any of these guys. In cash, Kenyon Drake in tournaments I like because he's shown potential to have that big game. Wide receivers, Corey Davis in cash I think could be a very solid play, even though he's going to get shadowed by Miami's, you know, top secondary cornerback. And I think Rishard Matthews could be a very sneaky cash game and tournament play at 6,000 because I think he's going to get his fair share of targets. And he's not going to be going up against Howard on Miami, so I think he's going to be able to get open more often than not. So definitely a guy that I, you know, want to slip in there for 6,000 in cash games and tournaments if I'm looking for some salary relief. The next game we're going to take a look at is the Cincinnati Bengals and the Indianapolis Colts game. And this is a game I'm actually really, really targeting for tournaments and cash games, actually. So looking at the quarterbacks, Andrew Luck, Andy Dalton. Andrew Luck's kind of a guy that I want to stay away from week one, just kind of see. He hasn't played a competitive football game in over a year, so I kind of want to stay away from him and see, you know, what he looks like at 7,300. Not a bad tournament gamble if that's the direction you want to go in, but not a direction that I'm going to be taking. But Andy Dalton at 6,800 is a guy I actually really, really like. I think this game is going to be very high scoring. Vegas has the total set at 48.5, so I think a lot of points are going to come from this game. And I don't think this game is going to garner a lot of ownership because people like to tend to play the high-profile games like Houston and New England. You know, there's going to be a lot of ownership in that Kansas City Charger game too. But, you know, this game has a very high total. Cincinnati Bengals, Indianapolis Colts, not a high-profile game on the week. So I don't think it's going to have a lot of high ownership. So I'm really targeting a lot of my tournament lineups around these kind of guys. And Andy Dalton is actually my favorite tournament quarterback of the week against that weak New England second against that weak Indianapolis secondary, rather. So Andy Dalton at 6,800 is really going to be a guy that I'm targeting a lot. Now looking at the running back position, Joe Mixon I think is a very strong play at 6,900. He actually struggled last time he played Indianapolis, but did have 93 receiving yards against them. So, you know, expect a little regression in the receiving aspect, but I think a little positive regression in the running aspect. So I think he's going to have a nice game, probably get in the end zone. So he's definitely a guy I'm looking at for cash games and tournaments at 6,900. You know, have confidence when you go to fire up Joe Mixon. The Indianapolis running back situation is kind of a mess right now with Marlon Mack hurt. You know, Hines, Wilkins, Michael, all guys who I've heard are going to be getting touches. So a three-headed monster in Indianapolis against Cincinnati, not really something I want to target, so I'm really going to be staying away from that situation altogether. And then maybe my favorite wide receiver play for cash games and tournaments, A.J. Green. At 8,400, I think he's going to have a monster game. I'm definitely stacking him with Andy Dalton in tournaments, hoping this Cincinnati passing game, which is going to be very low owned, kind of pops off and has a big game for maybe 350 total yards and 3 touchdowns. See something along those lines. So I'm definitely playing A.J. Green as one of those receivers. And I'm also looking to pair it with either the speedster John Ross or Tyler Boyd. Both young receivers, both have a lot of potential in my opinion. So I'm taking Andy Dalton. I'm playing him with A.J. Green, and then I'm pairing it with either John Ross or Tyler Boyd as well in tournaments. You know, both those guys, John Ross, 5,100, Tyler Boyd, 4,700. Two guys that I really want to get into my tournament lineup. You know, good deep threats. I think, you know, one or two plays could easily pay off at that salary. So, you know, for tournaments, that's what I'm looking at. A.J. Green, obviously, cash games and tournaments I love. Tight ends, I'm kind of staying away. You know, as I've already said, I'm going to Gronk or I'm going to Delanie Walker. So I'm not really interested in this game in that aspect. And, you know, defenses, I'm kind of staying away with the high total of 4,800. Not something I want to really get involved. The over-under of 48, I'm sorry. Bengals at 4,400 and the Indianapolis Colts at 3,900. Not either defense I really want to get, you know, involved with. So just to recap, you know, Andy Luck is not a guy I'm playing. First game back. Andy Dalton, this guy I am targeting at 6,800 a lot in tournaments. Running back Joe Mixon, I'd feel comfortable playing him in cash and tournaments. I think he's going to have a very solid workload against a suspect Indianapolis defense. And then, you know, at the receivers, A.J. Green, I'm firing up in all of my lineups. And in tournaments, I'm going to pair him with either John Ross or Tyler Boyd, Andy Dalton as my quarterback, and kind of hope that low-owned, sneaky stack of the Cincinnati Bengal offense kind of has a big game and, you know, can really pay off if you're in a big tournament like the Million Maker that can really get you, you know, up there into the high payouts and maybe potentially win $1 million. Who knows? But, you know, that's really all I got from this game. So next we're going to be moving on to the Jacksonville and the Giant game. Looking at this game, this is not really a game I'm totally interested in. You know, not a high over-under. The total is
43. So just really not a game I'm totally interested in here between the Giants and Jaguars. Blake Bortles, Eli Manning. I'm not really playing either of these guys. 6,600 for Bortles, 6,300 Eli Manning. You know, just neither of those guys kind of really jump out at me as a safe play or a play with huge upside, and that's kind of what you're looking for when you're playing either cash games or tournaments. You know, and both these teams just have good defenses. Obviously, the Jacksonville defense was the number one defense in football last year. I think that Giant defense has a lot of talent, and I think this is the year they finally put it all together. So Fournette at 8,000, not a guy that I really want to play. Saquon Barkley at 7,600. Yes, I love his talent. Definitely got to be targeting later on in the year, but against this Jacksonville defense, I'm going to have to pass on him. Receivers, Odell Beckham. He's going to be getting shadowed by Ramsey at 7,800, so definitely not a guy that I want to play. You know, even Sterling Shepard against this Jacksonville secondary is just not a guy even at 6,000 that I can really get into my lineup. You know, just looking down the list here, just no one that I'm really interested in. I mean, Keenan Cole at 4,500 in tournaments, that's a very good value. He's super cheap. Could be maybe the number one option there in Jacksonville. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. So if you want to throw a dart at that Jacksonville passing game with either Cole, Westbrook, or Moncrief week one, all three of them are under 5,400. That wouldn't be a bad tournament move, I don't think, if you're looking for a little salary relief. But I think you're getting enough salary relief if you just play James Conner at 5,000, which I think you have to do. No matter the format. So I think you're going to be able to target better wide receivers than having to throw a Jacksonville wide receiver dart at either Westbrook, Moncrief, or Cole. Then tight ends, Ingram, I'm not playing. You know, as I've said time and time again, I'm playing Gronk or Delanie Walker, and that's really it. And then ASJ for Jacksonville, you know, not a guy that I'm really interested in either. You know, defenses... Jacksonville at 4,700 could be a little interesting as a tournament play because, you know, the Giants do have weapons, which could keep ownership down, but I don't know. They were just so dominant last year. I think people are really going to look to them to continue that. I mean, they scored 8 touchdowns, so I think people, you know, are going to gravitate towards that Jacksonville defense. And defenses in terms of tournaments, I'm looking for low ownership defenses, not ones that are kind of chalky because that's, you know, the highest variance position in daily fantasy is that defense. So I kind of want, you know, a lower owned team that has the potential of scoring a touchdown opposed to a chalky team that might not. So it's almost better to just fade this Jacksonville Jaguar defense and kind of try to play them. You know, the Giant defense, I think it's going to be a lot of, you know, ground and pound for that Jacksonville offense, especially with Marquise Lee going down. So not a lot of opportunities for interceptions and sacks. So that's kind of why I'm just staying away from all of them altogether. The next game we're going to take a look at is the Kansas City Chiefs and the Los Angeles Chargers over under 48. You know, this is one of my favorite games to target as well, along with that Cincinnati-Indianapolis game. Looking at the quarterbacks, you have Phillip Rivers at 7,500, who's probably my favorite cash game, you know, mid-value play at 7,500. I like Dalton cheap. I like Rivers at 75, and then for cash games, I like Breeze a little more expensive at 86. But in tournaments, I also really, really like Phillip Rivers at 7,500 because I feel like against this Kansas City Chiefs secondary, which is very, very suspect, I'm stacking Phillip Rivers with Keenan Allen, Tyrell Williams, and Mike Williams. Well, Keenan Allen, either Tyrell or Mike Williams. I'm going to have lineups where I stack it with Tyrell and a lineup where I stack it with Mike. I'm going to kind of have two of those receiving options and Phillip Rivers because I feel like this is a game where they're really going to be able to throw the football all over the field against this really bad. You know, after losing Peters, there's just a straight-up bad secondary of Kansas City. So this San Diego passing attack is definitely one I want to get in my cash games and one I want to get in my tournaments. That's for sure. And then, obviously, Melvin Gordon, you know, great cash game appeal at 8,100. You know he's going to get 20 to 25 touches. He was very solid against Kansas City last year. So that's a guy I want to play for cash games. Not really tournaments because Melvin Gordon just doesn't have that huge game upside to me that these other running backs have. And 8,100 in tournaments, you kind of need that guy to go for about a buck 50 and two. And I just don't see Melvin Gordon doing that. Never really averaging more than 4 yards per carry in the NFL. So I just don't think he's, you know, the kind of explosive player you want to play in tournaments. He's kind of the guy that if the play is blocked for 5 yards, he's going to get 5 yards. And against this Kansas City defense, it's going to be enough in cash games. But tournaments, I'm kind of looking elsewhere. You know, flipping over to the Kansas City side, you have the young, heralded Patrick Mahomes. You know, everyone says he's got the best arm in football. Paired with Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Sammy Watkins, Kareem Hunt. This offense is built for tournament stacking. I'm not doing it this week, though. I really like this Charger defense. I love the Charger pass rush. Like the Charger secondary. So Mahomes is not a guy I'm playing this week. Kareem Hunt is a guy that I'm playing in cash games, not necessarily tournaments. And wide receivers, I'm going to fade Tyreek Hill. I'm going to fade Sammy Watkins. I know that could end up looking like a bonehead move Monday morning, but you know, to win these kind of tournaments, you have to fade high leverage, high price, high talked about guys. I'm doing that with Tyreek Hill. I'm doing that with Hopkins. Those are my two big fades this week. I'm not going to have any of them, any of my lineups. So that's kind of where I'm going for that. And for defense in tournaments, I'm actually playing this Los Angeles Chargers defense because, like I said, Mahomes, so much buzz around him. You know, so many people can't wait to get him in their lineup. Just try to hit that 80-yard pass to Tyreek Hill and stack that. You know, when everybody is running towards something, I'm running away from it and vice versa. So I'm actually going against that Patrick Mahomes, you know, offense. Chargers have a great pass rush. I can see them sacking him a couple times. Young quarterbacks tend to hold onto the ball a little too long. And Mahomes is a guy that you've seen. He's going to be willing to take some shots down the field, which could lead to interceptions as well as big plays. So I'm hoping that kind of leans towards interceptions this week as I'm playing that Los Angeles Charger defense in a lot of tournaments because I think they have that upside of maybe getting a pick six, getting some stacks, strip sacks, picking one up for a touchdown. So that's one of my favorite defensive plays along with the Minnesota Vikings because I think they're going to be very low owned and they have a lot of potential of really having a big week. So the next game that we're going to really get into here is the Washington Redskins at the Arizona Cardinals. Over-under of 44, so again, right in that middle. A lot of good games this week. Over-under is very close together. A lot of spreads that are very close together, so this is going to be a very competitive week one for the NFL. But anyways, getting into this Washington game, you know, you got Alex Smith, Sam Bradford. You know, not really quarterbacks I'm looking to play. Not really any crazy upside with either of them, I don't think. You know, I'm not playing Alex Smith. I'm not playing Sam Bradford. Looking at the running back situation, obviously David Johnson, 8,600, is a beast. You can pencil him in for 25, 30 touches, probably rushing and receiving combined. Definitely a guy that I kind of want to get some exposure to in cash games if I have the, you know, if I have the salary cap. But it's going to be tough for me because I'd much rather just pivot to Kamara around the same price point. I think he has a bigger game than David Johnson. So, you know, that high-class running back that David Johnson is, I'm kind of going Kamara this week with no Mark Ingram. But David Johnson's definitely going to be on the radar in weeks moving forward. Receivers, cash games, obviously it fits at 7,300, who I think is going to be very consistent. Crowder, who I actually like a lot in this Washington setup with Alex Smith kind of being that slot guy at 6,200. I think that's a role that could really thrive in an Alex Smith-led offense. So cash games, I like Crowder a lot at 6,200. And even tournaments at 6,200, I could see Crowder, you know, he's had some big games. I could see Crowder, you know, if he's at the top of his, like, standard deviation range of going for, like, 8 for 110 and 2 touchdowns maybe. So Jameson Crowder is definitely a tournament play for me as well as a cash game because I think he has that upside. But I also think he has a really high floor with Alex Smith. So Crowder is one of my favorite receiver plays. And at only 6,200, that kind of opens up a lot of value elsewhere. And then Josh Doxton, I think, could be a very interesting tournament play. Big play threat, very good in the red zone at 5,700 for Washington. In tournaments, if you want to get a little exposure to Josh Doxton, I'm not going to say don't do it. It'll be interesting to see how he kind of fits with Alex Smith. You know, week one with a new quarterback, new team, I kind of like to sit it out and see, you know, how it kind of flows first. But, you know, Crowder, I like a lot. And then tight ends. Ricky Seals-Jones, I'm just not playing. And Jordan Reed at 5,800. I mean, the talent is just so much more than $5,800 in FanDuel. In tournaments, I feel like you have to have a little exposure to Jordan Reed because, you know, season long, you don't want him because he's always hurt. But in daily, he's not hurt week one, so he's in the lineup. Might as well run him out there, 5,800. As we've seen, he's one of the best pass-catching tight ends in the NFL when fully healthy. So this is a guy that, you know, I definitely want to get some exposure to. I don't want to load him up in cash games, though. Tournaments, for sure. Cash games, I'm sticking with Walker and Gronk. But, you know, Jordan Reed, definitely an interesting guy to look at. And then defenses, I'm not really playing either of these defenses with Bradford and Alex Smith. Both don't really turn the football over. Very safe quarterbacks. And, you know, you kind of want for defenses to target those quarterbacks that will turn the ball over, throw it down the field, take their sacks, hold the ball maybe a little too long, and that just doesn't profile for either of these two guys. So all in all for this game, I'm not really touching it big time, but, you know, I'm going to have some Jamison Crowder in cash and tournaments and a little Josh Doxton in tournaments. But, you know, that's really it for me. And that's really it for this game, Washington, Arizona. So we're going to be moving on. So the game we're going to be moving on to is the Dallas Cowboys at the Carolina Panthers, over-under of 42. That's one of the lowest over-unders on the board. So this is definitely not a game you want to target for cash games. It's going to be tough to see consistent production out of any of these guys, really. But, you know, you're talking quarterbacks, you always want to get a sprinkle of Cam Newton just because he has that potential of having such a big game throwing and running. And he is his favorite goal line running back. He calls his own number a lot around the goal line, which is something big for tournaments. As I touched on earlier, you're getting 6 for rushing opposed to just 4 for passing. So if Cam Newton can run 1 or 2 in, that's going to be a big tournament advantage opposed to, you know, other quarterbacks that might just throw touchdowns. I expect ownership to be low because the over-under in this game is so low. So tournaments, kind of, I like Cam Newton a lot. I don't really love Dak Prescott. Christian McCaffrey is a guy I'm really interested in tournaments and cash games. I just feel like that workload is going to be kind of locked into that 12 to 15 carries, and he's going to get his 8 to 9 targets out of the backfield. So it's a lot of touches for McCaffrey, and he's a playmaker. All he needs is one of those touches to, you know, kind of have everything go correctly, and he could bust it for 7 yards and a touchdown. So McCaffrey is definitely a guy that I like. At 7,500, though, there's some other guys I like cheaper than him, as I've already talked about. James Conner, Alex Collins, I can't say it enough. I love those two guys this week. Both locked into great workloads, both super, super cheap. But if you're looking to pivot, McCaffrey at 7,500 is not bad. And obviously Zeke at 8,300 is just, he's going to be a beast in this offense. I don't see where else the Dallas yards are going to come from. I think Ezekiel Elliott is going to be an absolute animal this year. I actually took him as the second overall pick in my fantasy draft. But this week, the Carolina Panthers are really, really good against the run, so just not a guy I want to target. They allowed the fourth fewest rushing yards allowed last year. I'm going to have Zeke in a lot of my daily lineups moving forward, just not this week against Carolina. Wide receivers, I like Funchess. If I want to do a little tournament stack here with Cam, McCaffrey, and Funchess, I wouldn't be against that. I think the ownership's going to be very low because the over-under is so low at 42. So that could be a tournament-winning stack, you know, if Carolina, you know, cracks the code of this Dallas defense and puts up 35 points, because you're gonna be getting a lot of that production if you have the Cam Newton, McCaffrey, and the number one receiver in Funchess. But cash games, I'm not really playing Funchess. It's tough in cash games to play Cam Newton receivers because, you know, he could be so inaccurate with the football at times. Tight ends, obviously Greg Olsen at 6,300 is a very strong play, but. You know, I'd rather go to Laney Walker at 6,100 against the Dolphins, who have so bad against tight ends. But overall, for cash games, this game, I'm not really playing any of these guys. Tournaments, I wouldn't mind a little Carolina stack of Newton, McCaffrey, and Funchess, but that's really it from this game. Defenses, I don't even really like either of the two defenses. I just feel, the Dallas defense, I guess, is interesting because Cam Newton has shown the ability to turn the football over in bunches at times. And at only 3,500, there might be the cheapest defense on the slate. Let me just check that for you really fast. Okay, they're not. They're bottom four, though. You're getting $3,500 defense against Cam Newton, who's shown the ability to turn the football over. Not a bad play, just not one that I'm making. Just not a ton of interest in that game. So that's really it for the Dallas-Carolina game. And the final game of the slate is the Seattle Seahawks going into Denver. Very interesting game here, I think. You know, Russell Wilson, always a cash game consideration for me because of his rushing ability. Just any quarterback that runs just sets a super high floor for themselves because if they're running for 40 or 50 yards, that's 4 or 5 points right there out of the gate that you're just not getting with other quarterbacks. So I'm always intrigued by Russell Wilson in cash games. And then you flip the script. Case Keenum of Denver, I think, is a really, really good tournament option at only 6,300 if you want to stack up running back and receiver elsewhere. The ownership's going to be very low because people still have that Seattle Legion of Boom in their mind, which doesn't really exist anymore. A lot of those guys are no longer on the team or they're old. And this defense is really one that I think you could pick on not only this week but moving forward. So I think ownership's going to be low with Case Keenum. And as a tournament play, that's what you're looking for. And, you know, obviously you pair him with Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, two really, really good receivers. That Denver passing game is a very sneaky stack for me in tournaments. I'm definitely going to have some of that of Keenum, Thomas, and Sanders in tournaments. And even in cash games, I love Emmanuel Sanders at 6,300. You know, super good value. He's going to play that slot role that Keenum loves. You know, he had Adam Thielen there last year and really turned Adam Thielen into a total household name. And this year, I think Sanders and Thielen have very, very similar skill sets. So I don't see why, you know, Sanders can't kind of emulate that production that Thielen was having last year. So that makes him really a cash game option for me, because I think he has a super high floor and he also has a very high ceiling. So that's definitely a guy that I want to get in my lineup for 6,300. But yeah, I really do like Sanders and Demaryius Thomas in tournaments as well. Running backs, I'm staying away. I don't love Rashard Penny. I don't love Chris Carson. I don't really know what's going on in that backfield. So there's kind of other guys that I'm going to be playing instead of having to go to that situation. You know, running back, and then you have Royce Freeman, who I like at 6,000. That's actually a really good value for him. You know, cash games, maybe, probably not. I just have a tough time getting away from my cash game setup of James Conner and Alex Collins. But Royce Freeman, I guess, wouldn't be bad. For a tournament, I like Royce Freeman at 6,000 because if he comes out on that first drive and he sets the tone and becomes that bell cow for them and he ends up getting 20 carries, he could turn those into 120 yards and two touchdowns, no problem. So I kind of like that tournament play. Maybe you just want to stack that whole Denver offense, you know, at altitude. That Seattle defense could wear down. You get Keenum, you get Freeman, you get Sanders, you get Thomas, and you just hope they put up 40 points. You know, not likely, but hey, to win the Millie Maker, you're going to have to do kind of things like that that aren't likely, but I could see it happening. So that Denver offense is one I actually really, really like. So, you know, just to recap what we've talked about so far in this entire podcast, you know, cash game quarterbacks, you know, that are higher priced, obviously Tom Brady, Drew Brees, you know, mid-level guys for cash games that I'm looking at, Philip Rivers, and then lower value guys for cash game, Andy Dalton. Same thing for tournaments. I like Andy Dalton. I like Philip Rivers. I like Cam Newton in tournaments because of his running ability. And I love Case Keenum in tournaments, as I just talked about. So that's kind of the quarterback position for me. Running backs, obviously I love Kamara at 8,700. That's my favorite high value running back play. Gordon at 81 is very solid for cash games. McCaffrey at 75 is good for cash and tournaments because he's a big play waiting to happen. You know, Mixon at 6,900 I like a lot in the, you know, middle values. And then Alex Collins at 6,700 I absolutely love for cash and tournaments. I think he's going to be locked into a huge, huge workload. One of my favorite running backs on the slate. Definitely going to be in a very high percentage of my lineups. Definitely a guy that I'm targeting. And then, of course, my guy, James Conner at 5,000, all the way down there at 5K. He is in every one of my lineups this week. Cash game, tournament, doesn't matter. 5K is in my lineup. And finally, my sleeper running back at 4,300, Jeremy Hill. Could he be that guy? Could he be Mike Gillisley? Could he fall in the end zone 3 times week one like he did? You know, I'm reading that he could be. So that's definitely worth a tournament shot. You know, give me some Jeremy Hill, who was a very good goal line running back for Cincinnati. You know, and only that at that price point, if he gets, you know, 8 carries for 32 yards and 2 touchdowns, boom, that pays off big time. So that's definitely a guy that I'm going to be gambling with in tournaments this week. And then receivers. I love Antonio Brown, obviously, at 9,000 for cash games. If I'm, you know, spending down at running back and receiver, I want Antonio Brown in my lineup. Michael Thomas, 8,500 in cash games, I love. A.J. Green and Keenan Allen are two guys at 84 and 8,000 respectively that I am playing in both tournaments and cash games. Like those guys a lot. I'm totally fading DeAndre Hopkins at 8,800. I know that's a gutsy move, but you have to do things like that if you want to place high in tournaments. You gotta fade the chalk. I think he could be chalky in a really high over-under game in New England, but I think New England's going to really try to take him away, and that's kind of been Bill Belichick's MO lately. Then you can, you know, scroll further down. Stephon Diggs at 7,400 I like a lot. Chris Hogan at 6,700 is probably my favorite cash game and tournament wide receiver play. I think he has a very high floor and a super, super high ceiling that I really want to get involved with. You know, Will Fuller at 6,400, as we talked about. I think that Houston game is going to be high scoring. I think they're going to take away Hopkins. That makes Fuller a really good play at 6,400. And then Sanders at 6,300 is one of my other favorite plays in cash games and tournaments. Then finally, looking at that tight end position, obviously Gronk at 79. If we're spending down with Connor and Collins at running back and we're adding Emmanuel Sanders as a receiver, you know, we're going to be able to get Gronk at 7,900. And if not, Delanie Walker at 61 against that Miami defense, who is terrible at defending the tight end. definitely a guy that I'm getting in a lot of my lineups this week. And then finally, looking at defenses, you know, I like the Charger defense at 4,300, middle of the pack. Definitely a good value to be able to get in there because I think a lot of people are going to be playing Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and hoping to cash in on his first start. But I'm going to fade that. I'm going to go with the Chargers. I'm going to hope their defense causes a couple turnovers, gets a couple sacks, and pays off for me. And secondly, the other defense I'm targeting is the Minnesota Vikings defense at home. I mean, these guys are just lights out, purple people eaters, reincarnated. I think Jimmy G is finally going to struggle here against San Fran. It's been all sunshine for him in San Francisco. Ending last season, I think this is going to be a real wake-up call for him going on the road to Minnesota. And I think that defense is really going to have their way with that San Francisco
49er offense. You know, that about wraps it up for me. I just want to thank you for listening to the podcast, the DFS Deadeye podcast. If you like what you hear, just hit that like, subscribe button. I'm going to be doing this every week for fantasy sports here in the NFL. So just thanks for the listen.